This is an Ausdroid interview with our own Daniel Tyson talking updates with Telstra's Craig Ruhan.
So basically we have Craig Ruhan here from Telstra. We are just going to do a bit of a talk on the update cycle. So just if you wouldn't mind just giving us a rundown on what exactly your involvement is in the process of software updates and things like that for Telstra.
Yeah, sure. I basically program manage the device introduction side of things and all of the software updates as well. So that's new devices coming in to Telstra, sort of testing and stuff that happens before that, and also the post-release releases. I do a few other things as well. Basically do the technical evaluation of devices at a range in time, but the context of this discussion, the program management side of things is what I do for both new devices and maintenance releases.
Okay. So with the testing process, like when you do you actively go out and seek active updates from your manufacturers that you provide?
Depends.
So if you see that they've got one update in the US, they're doing it for this device, you'll then approach them to get an update or?
Yeah, we do. There's two types of updates where there'll be stuff where there's maybe a problem that we found on a network with a device that we've unfortunately missed during the testing, or there's some networks changed or whatever, customers report a problem, we'll pick that up, we'll proactively go to the vendor and say, you need to fix this, it's a problem, let's work out a timing for the worst of them, we have our discussions with them, you know, we get an update through.
Yeah.
Then there's the other type of update, which is the ones that are pushed by either the OS vendor, Google or Microsoft or whatever. And those ones we have a pretty good visibility on, you know, just from being involved in the industry that we know that they're coming. And if they haven't told us about it, then we've got to talk to them about it proactively. So, but generally, it's, you know, we all know about it about the same time, and then it's just a process of discussion about the timings of those updates.
Okay. So once you've actually received an update from them, be it a security email, maintenance, or then a major OS upgrade or something like that, how long and what sort of testing process do they go through to actually before it's actually released onto a phone or pushed out over the air or downloaded by keys or software?
It depends on the scope of the update. We've sort of bedded the process down into basically major updates and minor updates. Major updates, you know, obviously would be something like a full upgrade, maybe from Gingerbread to ICS, or from Windows Phone update, a major Windows Phone update, probably MCR3. That was probably, we class that almost as a major update. Then there's a minor one, actually, which is just a 4.03.3 to 4.4 update. So major updates, we factor in two test cycles. Minor updates, just a single test cycle with Telstra. Each of those test cycles takes 2 weeks. So, look, end-to-end, a major update, we try to have out the door and approved from the manufacturer within 6 weeks, and a minor update within 2 weeks. And then it's just a process from the manufacturer to deploy, and that varies from, look, we're seeing now, I'm seeing HTC turning around in days after the TA, you know, like literally sometimes 24 hours. Some vendors take a bit longer, but that's to be expected. They all from HTC are some of them take a bit longer. But usually they're done within 10 days or so after we approve it, then they're deployed to customers. And they're the same time, as you see, with our competitors as well.
Yeah. With the upgrade process, one of the major ones we've seen, which I'm more aware of than anyone else because I buy Nexus phones. The decision to go with manufacturer-based updates rather than go with Google-based updates, which would see updates arriving a lot sooner. We've received quite a bit of feedback from readers in regards to the carriers in Australia. They've taken 6 months to go from 4.01 on the Galaxy Nexus to 4.04.
Yeah.
I think you're actually rolling out 4.04 to the Galaxy Nexus now, but I'm not sure.
Yes,
That's one of the things we haven't seen is actually notification. Like there's been, if you go to the software update page, it still says late July. It doesn't actually say available now or anything like that. So,
I take full accountability for that one, the Nexus one. There's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, we received it, we turned it around, we tested it. The page didn't get updated because I was on the last week or the week before when it happened. There will be an update going out today, either tonight or tomorrow. We're just getting the file. It's changed on it. As I mentioned before, the format's going to change quite radically. But with the Nexus ones, Google do their own thing. the ones, the Google source ones, they have complete control over that. We have no input whatsoever with those guys, unless there's a major problem damaging our network, and then we can pick up the phone and talk to our Google contacts, and they're actually quite good about that, that sort of thing. But with Samsung, in particular case with the Nexus, we basically have to wait for them to provide us an update for testing.
Was there a reason you went with the Samsung-based update stream or versus the international GSM you weren't offered?
As far as I'm aware, it wasn't offered to any carriers.
Okay. So.
I could be wrong on that, but it certainly wasn't offered to us.
That's fair enough. One of the ones we've been asked about at the moment is actually a missing update from your software page, which is Galaxy Note. It doesn't actually appear on your software update on the phones or the tablets.
Yes,
Optus,
does, yeah.
Optus and Vodafone have both approved the release, and trying to track down any information from Telstra was
really hard. Yeah, and that's another omission that's
Okay, so that's going to be fixed in things like this update and stuff like that.
That's right. So that is, for the purpose of this, I mean, it's no problem, we're aiming to approve that by next Monday, maybe a bit earlier.
Yep.
There's just the last.
And with the once you've approved an update, do you actually push it out yourselves, or do you get the manufacturer to push it out from Radio? With specifically things like the Samsung updates, do you decide with the carrier? No, sorry, with the manufacturer, whether you push it out via keys or over the air, or do you?
Yeah, there is dialogue that goes on there.
Yep.
Telstra's absolute strong like preference. In fact, when I go as far as to say it's a mandatory. Where that's not possible, then obviously we have to fall back to our mechanisms. The only reasons, if a device is capable of doing an update, it takes some pretty serious problems with that update for us to say, no, done for a certain update. And that's the biggest one we have about that is just a little shop with customers. Our legal guys are on it when it comes to any notifications to customers about carriage charges. So unless there's notification for carriage charges and the customer's aware that they could be charged for data, then we're not allowed to actually offer it as a phone update. And we're working with the manufacturers to make sure that they have those notifications. And we've only had one or two cases a lot recently where we couldn't do a phone because they were saying that's about the only reason we saw the phone.
Okay. Where does Telstra stand? I mean, we're obviously Android-based, so we're mainly interested in Android, which tends to be one of the... We're mainly focused on things like actively roaming and routing and things like that. Where does Telstra stand in that sort of thing? Like, if I, say, root my phone, I have a Nexus, I can fully pull it back to stock, lock the bootloader. There is nothing wrong with this. Absolutely stock standard.
Yeah.
Would that be sort of a problem with warranty up work or things like that? Or
the warranty side of things is something that the actual device manufacturer is.
So that's more them rather than Telstra. Okay.
So that's something you should have to take up with those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, with the Galaxy Nexus in particular, with the Google updates, because they took so long, a lot of the guys I know actually just went and flashed the update.
Yeah.
Do you find that you're trying to get the Nexus updates out quicker because of that, or...?
We want to get the updates out as fast as possible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people listening to my suit, but I haven't got much hair. I used to have a little hair before I started doing this. But we want to get it out there as fast as possible. It's in our interest, it's in our customers' interest, it's in the manufacturer's interest to get it out there as soon as possible. So, and if we could get it out as fast as Google, we push our manufacturers very, very hard on getting it out there as fast as possible. It doesn't always work out that way. But recently we have had some successes there.
Okay.
So we want it out there just as much as you guys do.
Fair enough. Please feel free to absolutely just say no, you can't comment. We've had the exact same response from other carriers. It seems like there's a lot of scrutiny on Android updates and things like that before they've been released. They're tested very thoroughly, and sometimes that takes an extended period of time. It doesn't seem to be that way with things like iOS updates. There's a bit of disparity in terms of like the feeling that Android gets a lot more focused than an iOS upgrade. Is there any sort of thing you can comment on the process for an iOS upgrade versus an Android upgrade? Or
I can't go into any detail because All I can say is we do test all the updates with Apple.
Okay, so you'd be given, say, an update and then say it's going to be released here and all.
Yeah. We do work closely.
You work closely with them.
That's not super, but I can't really go.
No, that's fair enough. No, I understand. Now, you said you were looking to upgrade your process of announcing updates and things like that. Have you got any details on what you intend to do there?
Yeah, it's early days. So at the moment, my feeling with the page that it is at the moment, the way it is today...
Just on the page, it's very hard to find.
It's very hard to find. Good point. Really hard to find. It's buried down there. It's static.
Yes.
It's hard to update. It's hard to bring extra information there. It's hard for us to actually have communication with our customers because there's no way for anyone to tell us now going to completely separate forum for crowd support and basically getting upset.
Yeah, because we have had issues where we've tried to contact the Telstra Twitter team and they've just said, oh, check the website, which obviously you're saying is very static and it is very hard to actually get updates.
And it's coordinating the updates to that one as well. I mean, I won't have an internal process, but it takes a little bit of effort to get that out there. So what we've done is moved it across into the crowd support forums.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a dedicated part of that created. And that's going to be a bit more interactive. It's going to have... essentially the same sort of information, but a bit of extra detail in there. So we're actually going to be specifying how many rounds of testing we're targeting, what our expected dates are. We may still have quite poor dates when we haven't got them locked in yet. So we might be saying September instead of 16th of September, that sort of thing. But where we have those, we'll narrow them down and put them in there. We'll also indicate, as I said, how many rounds of testing are expected and what round it's currently at, that sort of information. So giving you guys the looking at it from the outside because you're looking at it and want to know where it is, at least you can understand where we are in the process and an approximate date when it's going to come out or an actual date when we have that information.
One of the things I find frustrating when looking at that updates is I know you have to send things back to the manufacturer for more testing or further manipulation of the code. It's just generally sent back to the manufacturer and there's no real reason why. And we're getting a lot more technical people with their phones and they know what's sort of problems, so they want to know more information. Is that something you can do or is that something you're sort of prevented with non-disclosure agreements and things like that? And,
the latter, unfortunately. Yeah. We are prevented from saying a lot about what the actual problems are because of the NDA and stuff. Would I like to be able to implement? Yes, I would. I'm essentially the commercial side of the business side.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to let you guys know the ins and outs of it. It'd probably make your hair quite sometimes. And it's not, that's not disparaging, but some of the stuff that comes up, you just go, oh my God, thank God we caught that. That could be a disaster, not a disaster. It's sometimes you just lay awake at night going, oh God, if we didn't pick that one up, we could
be in big trouble.
So I'd love to be able to, but I can't unfortunately put a lot of information. Where we can, we will. But it's a lot of the time, most of the time, we're restricted.
Okay. So with the crowd support forum, is that going to be more active in terms of going through with the Twitter guys and the Facebook guys actually to announcing updates when they're available, or is that part of your process?
There'll be more of a dialogue with basically the people actually doing the actual work.
Okay.
So the updates will be posted basically on my name.
Okay.
And then I've got a counterpart that looks after tablets and data devices as well.
Yep.
So basically, we'll do our best to keep you guys up to date.
Yep.
Obviously, the rest of our social media team will be involved with anything as well. But we're trying. This is one of the things about CrowdSpot, where we can get a more immediate interaction with you guys and more immediate interaction when there's questions and problems. And we'll do our best. I mean, there's only a couple of us, so we'll do our best because we've got the actual job to do, getting things out the door. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. It's a bold step for us. We'll see how it goes.
Basically, I've pretty much come to the end of everything I really wanted to ask. I just wanted to know what sort of phone you use at the moment. I mean, and tablet and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm using the 4G is the flavour of the month for us.
Yep.
It's the flavour of the year, actually. So
you've got the One XL?
One XL, which I think is a fantastic device.
Now, we are looking at our fearless leader, Buzz. Mm-hmm. He's actually got the One XL and has sold it. Because he had issues with the multitasking. Is there anything that you can provide and software-wise that HTC is looking at or something?
I seriously haven't had that problem. I did see, I didn't know the reason I had it actually, because I did see that he was selling it.
And it's actually not just him. I've got other people I know in Canberra who actually are having same issues with the multitasking as well.
You've got my contact details.
Yep.
Flick me off there. I'll get it raised with HTC and I'll let you know. I haven't seen that, I have to say. I've been using that phone now for quite some time, since March or so. Through all its iterations, it's certainly pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have all the phones
that
I use with me.
Yeah. Certainly must be fun having all those phones available.
I think so, yeah. No, it's what gets me out there.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I have no more questions. Really appreciate it. So, thank you.